Blog Talk Radio.
About My Little Ponies. That's right, it's Little Alley Cat Pony Talk Show. Welcome to my world domination. I have finally gained control. Yes! Enter maniacal laughter that I suck at here. That really was awful. Doesn't matter because I am in control. But we'll still, maybe if you're good, we might talk about ponies tonight. But today is Friday, July 16th, 2010, and we are going to talk about the convention. That's right, there is a pony convention. I know everybody is excited that, you know, Alley Cat is in charge of the show, and you may have forgotten about this huge My Little Pony convention happening down there in Louisville, Kentucky. But I'm here to remind you because I want you all to stay on track with what's going on with the pony world because this is my gift to you. For listening. Aren't you also happy? I know you're happy. We'll probably just talk about me and my ponies and my pony collecting and what you all can do to make my pony collecting easier, better, and just bigger, because I know that's what everybody is really wanting to do. And we're going to play more theme songs about sea ponies, because sea ponies are awesome. Well, maybe not so much sea ponies being awesome, but their music is awesome. And then maybe I'll have other people call in too. I don't know. I get kind of lonely if I don't have somebody else here. I'll have to think about that. Somebody there?
Whose show?
Oh, it's you. You don't scare me. I have control of the switchboard.
And so do I.
Why must you always interfere with my plans?
Why
too
must
much to ask? Just a little world domination?
Why must you always attempt to take over the show?
Because it's my show. Really, it is. Honest. Somewhere deep down inside, it's my show, sort of, kind of, a little. Because I just want to, you know. I mean, how am I going to have world domination if I can't even have, like, you know, be, like, in charge of the My Little Pony talk show? You got to start somewhere. I'm working on my maniacal laughter, but it's just not working. I'm going to have to come up with something else evil for world domination, because maniacal laughter is not happening.
Maybe it's because you're attempting to take over the wrong thing.
Yeah, I guess colorful, rainbowy pony thingies just don't want to be taken over by world domination. Darn. Okay, plan B. Try again next year.
Yes, it is the annual little Ellie Cat attempts to take over the show simply because, yes, I'm on location. At the My Little Pony convention!
I do have control. Sorry, just wanted to, you know, make the seals speak to you.
You're attempting to rub the teapot.
No, I was just making seal squeaks at you. I did not announce that as teapot rubbing. It's a multi-purposeful noise. That's so wrong. Okay, I feel good now. I'm in charge of the Sea Pony song. It's just awesome. We really need more sounds, though. We got to work on the sound thing. Now that I have control, I should download music files. No? Not a good idea?
You're going to clog it up, aren't you?
No, I don't want to clog it up. I just want to spice it up. Well, maybe three little entries, you know, something like that. I got to find, you know, my good maniacal laughter, maybe. I'm not going to do that tonight, though, because tonight is really all about me. I mean, the pony convention that's happening where you're at, yes. So, you're there. You made it there safely. And I am jealous and lonely all by myself with all of my pony friends there. Decided last minute that maybe I should brave the 10-hour drive and break the bank, and then it was, like, too late, so... You know, because otherwise I'll be there at, like, 7 in the morning, and that's just kind of not going to work out.
Right.
But I've decided if it's in Louisville again next year, I will just suck it up and do the drive as long as I get to do it with my buddies.
There you go.
Can't believe I didn't go. I only saved myself like $600. What's $600? Come on.
Yeah, and you could have seen Amy pulling up in a brand new 2011 car.
You bought a
only
new car?
No, I rented a brand new car.
Like, I thought you said you were having trouble, you know, scrounging up funds for the fair, and you went and bought a new car. You rented one. Wait.
No, when I went to pick up my car at the at Enterprise, she's like, "Do you want to upgrade? I've got two upgrades here." It's like, how
no,
much?
No, I want the crap mobile.
It's like, okay, how much extra is it going to be? She's like, $5 a day. So it's like, heck yeah. And then, of course, you know, they got the two brands of insurance that you can take. Now, mind you, my mother has full coverage on our car, but I was sitting there thinking, yeah, this is a 2011 car. I'm going to at least go with Enterprise's low-budget one simply for the fact of
you don't
covering
want to pay karma and everything else. You know, it's like when you don't cover your butt is when stuff happens. So you just cover your butt.
Exactly. So I took the lower coverage, which is like $18. I figured, yeah, that's a little bit less than what I've got in my pocket. And I told my mother about that, and she was like, you know, we do have full coverage on the car. You know, you just gave them $20 extra, okay? And it's like, but Mom, it's a 2011. The thing has only got 700 miles on it.
Dang. Well, see, this show is going to be educational for all you people that were unable to go to the fair or convention or whatever the heck they're calling it this year and are actually listening to this live. Now you know things that you're going to need to know when you finally do go to the fair. These are important things. How to rent a car, how much it costs, how to swindle the dealer, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
So you've got a car, you got a decent car, and you got some insurance so that hopefully you won't screw up the car. And You have any bed bugs? I mean, did you do the bed bug check when you got to your hotel?
Yeah, I did the bed bug check. No bed bugs.
All right.
Woo-hoo. The only bugs that are here are in the, what is it, the internet. I'm having issues with it. It's kind of the old, the two links that are full strength I cannot get at all in my room, but the one that's only got, like, 3 bars worth of signal, like, that I can get as long as I'm sitting right by my bed. If I'm in the actual work room of the room, yeah, I ain't getting crap.
Well, you could just do what Steve Jobs said to do and don't hold it like that. Hey, guess what happened to me this morning?
What happened to you this morning?
We had an earthquake.
I heard about that.
That was awesome.
How did you enjoy that?
That was fine. Actually, it was nothing. It was kind of like I slept through it because I've been through bigger earthquakes. So I was like, man, that's lame. But it was cool. I mean, it's kind of like, we had an earthquake. I mean, I slept through it, whatever. It's rocking me to sleep. But apparently people, like, you know, actually felt it. Places, like, further away from us. It woke other people up. Didn't wake me up. It was like a 3.6, which is really, it's like nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, if you're going to talk about earthquakes, I mean, there's no damage, nobody's hurt, you get shook up, you know it's not natural. Well, I mean, it's obviously natural, but not normal. It's not your typical thing, but not like the 6.9 or whatever it was that I was in when I was up in Seattle. Now, that was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, I mean, still, it was eventful. Well, something to talk about. Let's see what else happened.
Okay, I have to say this because, you know, this has got to be the funniest thing in the world. You know how, like, whenever people go to, like, the fairs and conventions when they fly, you know, they've got to be sitting there thinking, you know, what are these people going to think when they open up, they go, when you go through the x-ray machine and there's ponies in the bag? Well, I got to the hotel room, and I actually looked at my luggage, and I noticed the zippers weren't where I had set them at prior to, like finishing packing.
Right.
I open up my bag, and it's, like, been tossed all around. The TSA happily inspected my bag, and I'm quite certain when they found the My Little Pony collector books.
Oh, they had a field day with that.
They had to have sat there and gone, yeah, she's a terrorist. She's,
yeah, let's take the heads off of all those ponies. Make sure she's not freaking trying to stash something.
Exactly.
Oh, wouldn't you have just flipped out if they had done that?
See, that's why I don't check ponies.
What, you afraid you're going to find something?
No, I'm afraid, like, you know, I don't want to leave them alone like that. Because, you know, they can have a mind of their own.
Yeah, you know, if I have to travel someplace on a plane and ponies would be part of that, they'd be on the carry-on. Unless, of course, we're talking, like, major move. But I've told you about that. Whenever we move, as long as we can drive there, we pack those suckers up in a U-Haul. We don't trust nobody with the pony collection.
Exactly.
I mean, that's when you know you're a serious diehard collector, when your only purpose for renting a U-Haul trailer is to haul your My Little Pony collection across the country. That's right. Well, you know, and we were like, well, since we have the U-Haul, let's put the guitars in there and we'll have extra space for our luggage and we can kind of be all cozy. But literally, that is the reason. I mean, we can certainly fit guitars in the back seat of this, you know, the little mini SUV thingy we drive. Yeah, I'm very proud of that fact. Because it's always one of those things that, like when we showed up in Louisiana on our way across the country and visited family, and they were like, "What do you got in your haul?" Ponies. Well, you know, 800 ponies, that's all. What? Toys. Because my father-in-law is kind of up there in age and kind of southern and kind of military and kind of like all those stereotypes rolled into one.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love those types.
No, you don't. You don't have to love them. You can laugh at them.
There you go. So.
Other words, you're at the convention, and have you managed to do anything at all pony-related or meet any pony collectors, or are you just, like, out there? Because I know you were mentioning getting a hotel kind of away from everything.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe the chances of you actually seeing another pony collector at this juncture were kind of slim.
Yeah, it is kind of slim. So...
Did you drive by the venue, or have you only just basically gone to your hotel and that's it?
I've kind of basically just gone to my hotel, and that's basically been about the extent of it. By the time I got here, you know, you figure you got to go shopping, you got to get drinks for the room, you got to get little snacks for the room. By the time I got back, the restaurant and the hotel had opened for lunch, for dinner. So I went down there to eat, and I've got a massive headache today.
So. I'll get that out of the way so it doesn't bother you later.
Exactly. So the only other time I've been back outside has been to go to the Walmart that, I kid you not, is like basically around the corner. You can't get any closer than that to get some painkillers because, of course, I forgot to pack some.
Well, they probably would have been confiscated anyway. I guess for a moment there I was like, you didn't go scope it out, you know, and figure out where you're going to park and all that. And I was like, oh, yeah, My Little Pony Collection convention. Not Star Wars and not Comic-Con or, you know, something crazy. I mean, you should probably have no problem getting parking. Although I do expect the turnout this year is probably going to be the best turnout they've had since the Rhode Island one being the best turnout yet. I suspect that you may see a pretty good turnout this year if all indicators are holding true.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if last year we talked at all about this. My cat is in the sink. What the heck are you doing? I went into the... Just went into the powder room to grab me some nail clippers and was clipping a couple nails. I wasn't there for more than maybe 3 seconds, and I look up, and the cat has already made herself comfortable in the sink because, you know, she follows me everywhere now that she's a dog since our poor fluff ball passed away. She's becoming more and more like the dog. She's taking on dog characteristics, and I think...
Well, you know what?
It's a strange coping mechanism. The vet said this is not unusual to happen.
Well, you know what? It was really funny. It is really funny. My dog acts like a cat.
Are you, by any chance, logged into the chat room?
Actually, no, because I'm still having issues. Because I keep timing out. The connection for the... switchboard keeps timing out on me, so I didn't even bother to log into the chat room because it's even knocking me off of the Blog Talk Radio, just the regular site. So I figured I wouldn't even bother to log in to the chat room this evening.
Well, somebody's logged into the chat room, but I'm not going to scare them away this time. Whoever they are, they're there, and I'm just going to be happy that they're there.
There we go.
Which, by the way, did I tell you that I got a message from American Heroes, the person that had showed up on our chat a couple weeks ago.
Ooh.
Told us the earthquake story about him and his daughter. He sent me a message and said that he had mentioned the show to his daughter, who thought it was pretty cool.
There we go.
So I thought that was pretty cool, was that he did, like, a follow-up. Like, hey, by the way. Oh, no, she said she thought our group was great. Not cool, great. I'm cool. Show's great.
There we go. We're getting publicity from listeners.
Yeah. Hey, we never talked really. Did we talk about the history of the whole pony convention thing last year? You know, I should have listened to last year's pony convention show to find out what the heck we talked about so I didn't repeat myself.
I don't think we did, no.
We probably did. But if we didn't, or if we did, doesn't matter, because what are the chances that somebody's going to listen to last year's show and this year's show, unless, of course, they are wholeheartedly supporting my world domination? Or not. We should talk about, like, hey, how did that all happen? It started started way back when, in 2005. And they had it in Vegas,
oh, yeah.
I believe they had it in Vegas the first year.
No, they didn't. I think
San Diego?
San Diego, because it was Bay Breeze was the very first convention pony ever.
Yeah, I have her. I should actually go look at her, huh? Verify that. But then they had it in San Francisco. Okay, so they had it in San Diego and then San Francisco, and then they had it in Vegas, and then they had it in Rhode Island, and then they had it back in Vegas, and now they're having it here in Kentucky.
In pony country.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, guess what? We got another entry for our logo contest. And this time they only sent one, not bajillion versions, only one version, which makes it much easier for me to cross-post over to our Facebook and to our other, to make sure it's on both boards. I don't mind lots of entries, but I think maybe we should have mentioned, you know, hey, limit those entries to, say, maybe, I don't know, five or six.
Variations of the same thing?
Right, variations of the same thing. You could mention, hey, you know, I can do variations of background color or variations of font size, you know, and I think we would get the idea without you having to actually represent that for us. At the same time, it is nice to have the visual, but they could maybe send that in a separate file. You know, send like, okay, here's the ideas, I'm going to post them here on the board, and then, you know, maybe email us, you know, 10 million files if you want, and then we can, like, look through them all. But might make it easier because it takes quite a bit of work to transfer all that. But so far, everybody seems to be sticking with the purple pony with pink and purple hair, i.e. / representative of Chatterbox, which is kind of cool. Makes life, I don't want to say it makes it easier, but, like, with everybody being, like, on the same page, it's kind of neat that you can kind of compare them all together with the same essential pony persona. I just think that's kind of cool.
It is, and many of them are just basically changing the symbol, which is cute because they're also, they're gearing it more towards a radio show.
Which is really kind of what we are in a way. I mean, I know we're on the web, but you're not seeing us, so it's like a radio show.
Yes,
it is
like
Blog Talk Radio, and the little icon when you have a tab open is a little microphone, so it's not a real far-fetched idea. Actually, I like it. I like that idea. I think that's been working out really well with people's presentations. And a lot easier, too, you know, I think, than some of those other things.
Definitely, definitely.
And the kitten is home. Kitten, she needs something to eat? Plus, we got Popeyes and fajitas and stuff. Well, what's she gonna have? We have like two varieties of soup. I I'm sorry. We're having technical difficulty here. We're making sure the child's eating. Okay, give me back my money then. Wow, okay. So, now that the kitten's home and has fully distracted me for 3 minutes, we can go back to the show. She was supposed to feed herself while she was out, and she did not, which then brought the responsibility of making sure that she has food back onto our shoulders.
There you go.
So, yes, you know, I should look up the history of the pony convention, at least just to make sure we have all the locations correct. Because I've always wondered, and I don't think it's ever been really mentioned as to how or why, but for the 2005, we had the official Hasbro-released pony, which was Bay Breeze. And yep. Then for 2006, we did not. They had the... They just went ahead and had them handmade. They weren't actual official Hasbro releases. They were a bunch of love wishes that were stripped of their symbol and had some etching, an etched symbol put on their butts.
Oh, yes.
Like woodworking design. I still can't believe they did that to ponies. They branded the ponies. Literally branded them. Whoosh! Let's see. Well,
so we have to admit, last year's pony was what they eventually decided to go with was extremely unique. It had nothing to do with where the convention was being held at, which was something else that was unique because every other pony has had something about them relate to where the convention was being held.
And when didn't they do that? This time?
Last year. I think maybe
the pink one? The pink and silver? No, the peacock. The peacock. Okay, that doesn't
peacock.
Have anything on there that says anything about it?
Nope.
I
this year
how much
is
I'm going to go look. I'm going to go look at this.
This
I am going to go inspect the pony.
Well, see, what it is they didn't give it basically the markings of, like, okay, this is where the pony convention was at.
Let's see. Oh, shoot. Shooby-doo, shoop-shooby-doo. We're in the pony room. Everybody, deep breath. Don't worry, I'll play a sea pony song for you again later. Let's see. Let's look at the pony convention from last year. My Little Pony Fair 2009 Las Vegas. It says it on the box.
No, but it doesn't say it on the pony.
Have you removed the pony and inspected the pony?
It does not say it anywhere on the pony.
And you are sure of this?
Yes.
Have you opened up the pony and checked the inside?
People
no, I didn't think so. It might be secretly stamped, you know. It is a Vegas pony.
Are you saying it could be under the tail?
I'm just not going to go there. I'm saying nothing else. Okay, I'm saying it's a Vegas pony. Use your imagination. But, I mean, man, it's like, just come to realize, see, that's one of the things I liked about the Two-Faced pony from the Comic-Con. Which year was that? Darn it, now I gotta look on the box and see what year that one was from. Comic-Con. Which one was Two-Faced?
Last year.
Was that last year's?
Yeah.
2009, it sure was. Okay, that was the one thing I really loved about the Two-Faced 2009 Comic-Con pony, is that because it had two designs on either side, you could see both sides of the dang pony. Whereas all of our other art collector ponies so far, okay, black and white is the black. Yeah, all of the other ponies, all these other collector ponies are in boxes where you can only see a window on one side. And that is freaking infuriating. Really? Weird. Okay. So I'm looking at the fair pony from last year, and I'm going, I want to see the other side. Because I think it actually has a design on the other side. It's like, this, if it's got designs on both sides, why aren't they using a two-sided box? Erg. All right, well, I'll just have to be content without knowing. Hey, you know what I got this week?
What did you get this week?
I got the Aqua-haired unofficial release of the My Little Pony Comic-Con pony for this year.
Ah.
Whereas the official release is going to have the purple-pink hair, and I guess the prototypes or whatever that have been being found overseas right now have the aqua hair. So I went ahead and I got me one of these prototype ponies. I'm going to get the official release pony as well, but I had to have an aqua-haired one. And so she arrived this week.
Well, you want to know what finally arrived today?
Today, before you left? What?
No. It arrived after I left.
Oh, no. Well, how'd you find out?
My mother called me and told me my package finally arrived.
For some reason, I thought your mother was going to go with you. What happened?
Oh, no, my mother wasn't going to come with me because it was just going to be way too expensive for just a weekend.
Oh, because of the plane ticket. I was like, what? I'm sure she'll need that much. Come on.
Well, between
but it was the plane ticket.
Plane ticket, you know.
Yeah, because I thought that the whole deal was like, this is part of you and Mom's vacation time together. You told me
well,
you totally dissed
Vegas.
Your mom.
That was going to be Vegas. If we went to Vegas, it would be our Vegas trip.
What are you doing to make it up to Mom?
Eventually we'll go on vacation once we both have vacation time.
You totally dissed your mom. I am appalled. And I'm a Julia, too. Oh, and I got something else in the mail. I broke down and I paid more than I wanted to pay for a lion suit. Yay! Little babies only wear a lion suit. But I got a really awesome deal, and I got the whole kit and caboodle. I got the back card, the lion suit, the pal, and the pajama and cap and slippers and pal, that whole set that comes on the card together. So, all in lovely condition. So I'm happy. I have my lion suit back. And I have gotten a baby Ruby. So now I finally have all the jewelry babies. Although they are not mint on card, we do have the three jewelry babies to hold and love and caress and pretend that they were at one time mint on card, which they were at one time. Right? Right? They were eventually taken off by somebody. So we're quite happy about that. The hole in my heart is just a little bit smaller. And let's see. You know, darn it, I didn't check. I'm coming down actually just to check the switchboard. And then we're going to go back upstairs.
Well, I'll check the switchboard right now, and there's nobody but me on.
Nobody. Well, I was just wondering if maybe other certain pony people were going to manage to call in today.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to manage this week.
No, you don't think? Are they still traveling?
Yeah, they're still traveling. They haven't texted me back, so I'm guessing they're still traveling. And we're not going to be on as long as we normally are because I actually want to hit the pool before it closes tonight. And it really sucks that the pool in this place closes at 11.
I guess so. Well, okay. What are we going to do? We end the show at 10 tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, that means I have 26 more minutes of world domination.
I know, it sucks that we're going to end early, but, you know, this still technically my vacation, so I do want to get some vacation time in here.
Yeah, because a whole nother hour really would have been cutting into that vacation time. Please.
Well, as I said, unfortunately, the pool closes at 11.
Beer? Apparently, Tomcat disappeared. We don't know why. Oh, yes, we do know why. Tomcat was getting sparkling beverages to consume while he talked to his friend. And I don't know if Tomcat would appreciate you eating in there, so you probably should bring your food in here. When I'm here. Not when Daddy's here. Trust me. Just eat in there. You want to do that. Today, you want to do that. Okay. So where were we? Oh, yeah, you and your dang vacation time. Let's see. Well, I guess I can understand that. I mean, pools are cool. Do they have a little jacuzzi, too?
Well, why do you think I want to go down?
Because you got to get in them 20 laps you do every day, right?
Of course.
Yeah, our latest entry, they threw lingo. They threw some sort of computer lingo at me saying they have this in PSD2. So if it can still be edited if need be. And I have no freaking idea what PSD means. Do you know what PSD means in regards to images, Kitten? What does it mean?
Photoshop.
Photoshop something. PSD is just a shortening for photoshopped. Oh, PSD means it's a Photoshop image.
Yeah.
And the JPG at the end. I gotcha. All right. See? Right on. All right. So, Kitten is going to make us an entry, and she's going to sneak it in there somehow. But, you know. All right. It was cockeyed. But... friends and family, I don't think, are allowed to win, Kitten. I don't know. We hadn't really officially talked about that, like, in regards to you. I mean, is it really against the rules to have family enter? I mean, I understand us entering, but I don't know. I guess it would be considered against the rule because, yeah, favoritism, all that baloney.
Exactly.
Oh, well. She can enter anonymously.
It still would be wrong.
Do you know what it is? You guys just are afraid to have 14-year-olds show everybody up.
No, I'm just afraid that we would get yelled at because we basically rigged the contest.
Well, that's not to say she would do the best design. Oh, well.
She can... enter, but she cannot win.
You can enter, but you cannot win. Or, well, no, there is no happy medium. You should make one. Let me see. Because I'm curious what you would come up with. Like, no, I don't want to do the effort if I can't win. Why do it if I can't win? What's the point? Spending hours on an image I can't win.
I would, but not for the talk show.
You would, but not for the talk show. Well, then what else are you going to do it for? That's what we're having is the logo... You've just smashed the hopes and dreams of a child. I hope you're happy. This is totally messing up my world domination plans, okay? According to my world, she can enter. As a matter of fact, I haven't even seen what she's done, and she's won. You know why? Because nepotism is alive and well in Little Alley Cat's world domination! That's right. In case you don't believe me, I got this for you. That's right. Don't forget it. I know. You're stunned. I know. You're just completely mesmerized by love. Don't play that. that, you know what, that song, there are just some things I just don't want to hear anymore. There are a lot of My Little Pony songs I'm good with, but for some reason, the Euro song, man, not right. Something not right about that song. I was looking for My Little Pony ringtones on PhoneZoo, which is apparently, boy, people should pay us for these advertisings. Apparently you can get free ringtone downloads. Yes, it really is free. No, it's not a gimmick. No, it's not a virus. No, they won't charge you a monthly charge or any of that other screwy stuff. So we're looking at My Little Pony theme songs and just ringtones in general, and there's like four of these ringtones are just people singing the My Little Pony theme song. Like no background music, no like professional voices here, just people going, My Little Pony, My Little Pony. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I want that as my ringtone. I do it myself.
Yeah, right? And they actually did have a couple with the real My Little Pony song, but the audio was really, really poor, so it wasn't worth getting. You know, it wasn't even worth downloading. It was that bad.
Mm.
So I was kind of bummed, you know. You send it to your phone. You don't have to download it. It gets sent to your phone. Either way, it's stuck. I don't recommend it. Do you have a receipt? No? So, the fair. Oh, yes, that's right. I was looking up stuff about that. My Little Pony Fair. I wonder if we even have a site for that. Like the whole history of. I don't think we do.
No, I don't think so. I think the My Little Pony Fair website actually just updates for the new year.
Hey, wait a minute, 2005. I found one for the 2005. Well, that's kind of cool. It was held in the 10th, second annual. Hmm. Well, so much for that. But yes, I know every time I go up in there and I look at my convention ponies, and I just can't. I didn't get the Frisco ponies or the trolley pony because I just think they're hideous. I know a lot of people really like them. That's fine. Whatever floats your boat. But I think they're hideous. Okay? Seriously. It looked like something that somebody did in wood shop, and that's just it's not attractive to me. But it is weird when you're coming up here and you're trying to look at your convention ponies. You go, okay, there's 2005, and there's 2008, and I see 2009, I see 2010. Well, I don't see 2010 yet. I take that back. 10, 9, 8, 7, 5. I'm going, darn it, there's one missing, and it really throws you off. So I think we should have, like, a whole new one made. For those of us that didn't like what was offered, we should make a new one. Yeah, but I'm going to, like, commission somebody to make me a 2006 fair pony. I guess that kind of defeats the point, but...
Yeah.
It's my world! I can do that! World domination! That's right. So, you're going to go swimming, and you're looking forward to events tomorrow where you're going to get to see all of the pony buddies, including Kit Kat and Karen, who you have yet to have met in person.
You do realize she didn't want to announce that.
You could have said that maybe she hadn't made it yet. I mean, I didn't get any official word that she had gone. I was just assuming maybe she isn't going to be there. Yeah, no, the whole thing is a mystery to me, really. I have absolutely no idea what just happened. But if she's there or not. If she's there, you get to meet her. If she's not there, oh well.
There you go.
But there's other people that will be there that I know and that you know. Like, I know Jewel's going to be there. And I know I'm allowed to say that because she's doing her documentary still and she's bringing her documentary crew.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, wait. No, you went to last year's convention. So these are people, a lot of these people you probably already met. You met Jewel last year, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. She was the one who made my my fair badge.
Yes, 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 yes. It's all coming back to me now. You didn't by any chance remember to maybe think about printing out just a couple flyers about our logo contest, did you?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, it might have been just because I'm sure that the trading post and maybe even the arena, they both had tables. They probably could have put up just a little, just even one flyer just to say, hey, don't forget about the logo contest, people. The arena re-stickied our contest post, by the way, since there's 1 week left. That's right, everybody. You have now 6 days to get left to get that entry in. If you're listening to us live, the logo contest entries must be in by Thursday, July 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will be able to judge them and then announce the winners of the logo contest next week on the show. That's when we'll actually announce it. No, we're not going to post on the boards or anything like that. We're going to announce it live on the show next week. So all you people who are entering or just can't wait to find out, you'll have to listen to us live next week to find out who the winner is. And, hey, here's a thought. Whoever wins, if you want and you're listening to the show live, we could actually bring you into the show. We could, like, have them call us and we can talk to them about their design.
There you go.
And if they don't happen to listen live and find out, then maybe we can finagle them in on the week after that. So there you go. We'll have to have our logo contest winner see if they're not too shy to come onto the show and talk to us for a while. I mean, if you're cool with that, I just thought that'd be a nice idea. Give them a little bit more of a little more spotlight there. You keep disappearing from me. It's like you keep going on mute or something. Are you like eating popcorn or something in the background so you keep muting yourself?
No, I was just texting someone who just arrived in Kentucky.
Someone I wasn't supposed to talk about? That I still don't know if is even gonna go.
Maybe.
Don't say anything to her. Just pretend. She doesn't have to know, okay? So whatever you had planned, just do it. But I'll tell you right now, if she's just arriving, wow, they must have hit some traffic.
Well, actually, there was, I don't know how far in they were coming, but there was an accident on I-64 that backed up traffic and stuff.
Yeah, because they're arriving, I'd say at least an hour or so later than I would have anticipated, maybe 2 hours later. So that's kind of a bummer. I'm sure they'll be very, very happy not to be in the car anymore.
Well, I would be.
Paca, okay. Feels like I'm listening to a taped phone conversation. Somebody actually commented on the chat board. Who knows how long ago it was? And feels like says, I feel like I'm listening to a taped phone conversation. You know, somehow or another, that doesn't sound like a compliment. We don't sound very professional. We sound like we're just talking on the phone and it's being taped. Imagine that. Why do you think it sounds like that, Panda?
I don't know. But trust me, we are live.
We really are. We're very live, even though we are talking on the phone, and they are taping it. We're live.
There you go.
Broadcasting you live from our telephone. Live from the powder room. That's a luxurious, comforting suite in Louisville, Kentucky, because that's where you get the best reception.
No, Best Western.
The Best Western,
the
man.
Best
you couldn't
Western.
Even you couldn't even upgrade yourself to the Comfort Inn. Dang.
Hey, come on, for $46.50 a night in a room in which I actually just looked over at the thing, it says this room is $500 a night.
Oh, BS.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to figure that one out.
$500 a night when the Kentucky Derby's in town, maybe. $500
yeah.
a night. That's somebody who put an extra zero in the end of that little sucker to be funny.
Yeah, thank Yeah, especially when the internet doesn't exactly work properly, so, you know.
Hey, our other person on the chat board, Paka, is also at the convention. And they commented that the Galt is fancy, but the amenities are lacking. Ooh, burn. You have been judged, and you have been found wanting. In Lou Alicat's world domination! Fancy, but lacking.
Yeah, and I'm amazed, you know, especially when you're paying hundreds of dollars for a room for one night.
Yeah, you know, there's certain things, you know, at least hopefully you get the little mints on your pillow or something, you know. They fold up the towels for you and make it look like a puppy dog. Don't they do that, like, on Carnival cruises?
Things
yeah. like that. So, hey, I guess, you know, you're there, you're at the convention, I'm guessing you're showered, you're somewhat rested, you've eaten, you're going to go to the pool, and you're looking forward to the pony convention tomorrow. What is your game plan? The world wants to know.
What is
my
game plan?
My world is fading away. My world is shrinking by the minute, so let's talk about your world again.
My game plan is, have you seen the one post, I think it was on the arena, how are you getting ready for the convention, and someone took pictures of these plushies they made?
Oh,
and they
you mean like Kit Kat? All right. The only
plushie
that you need to know about is Kit Kat Vintages.
Oh,
if you,
I'm getting
you
one of
are
hers.
Not, no, you cannot comment, you cannot mention, you may not discuss anybody else's plushies. As far as I'm concerned, there are no other plushies. You can't even talk about the plushie you won last year because, yes, this is where we play favoritism. Kit Kat is our personal little Nirvana guru, so we can only promote her plushies. They are vastly superior in craftsmanship to any other plushie I have. Well, I can't say. Well, I am saying it, darn it. There have been some plushies that have been at least equal in craftsmanship. But as far as I know, though, that person that I'm thinking of no longer actually makes plushies. So the only person that I know that you can get really high-quality plushies from at the moment would be Kit Kat. Because of all the hand stitching. Everything is hand stitched or machine stitched by her hand. Hand cut, hand everything else. So,
well, see, the person whose plushies I'm talking about, she actually made Big Brother plushies.
I'm not going to say anything derogatory. I'm going to go with the whole, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it thing. Kit Kat Vintages plushies rock. They are very durable. Nothing will fall off them. Nothing will rip. They will stand up on their own, and they rock. I am a Kit Kat vintage plushie spokesperson. There you go.
Oh, you know what? There is one thing I do want to talk about. You know how last year they had a big dinner?
Mm-hmm.
A big dinner out. And they actually had ended up making 2 reservations.
Right.
Well, this year, they had tried to do the same thing, except for they set it up for a 30-person reservation. And guess what?
What?
They actually maxed it out and didn't make sure that they could add more people to it.
They didn't realize they could or they couldn't?
That they couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I did see a post about that. That they had a... You know, what? First thing that came to mind for me, though, is why couldn't they just had somebody else call in and say, I would like to make a reservation for 30 people? And then have 2 reservations for 2 parties of 30? I mean, I guess if somebody else would call in, like, say you, I mean, because you didn't make the cut. I saw you were the very first person at the top of the line
there
that didn't make the cut, you poor thing. Just get rid of somebody's daughter. Come on, just kick a husband to the curb. Just say, hey, you, out. I have a talk show. You need to leave. That's what you got to do.
I got in that email, and it's like, that was like the one thing I was actually going to do Saturday night after the fair, because, I mean, there's not really much else planned for it.
You can still go. I mean, you just go, and you go to, like, be seated and see if you can't get seated near them. Or you get seated there and you go over there and you say hi and you talk to them. I mean, you can still be at the same restaurant. You know, if there's a party of 30, I'm betting they'll be hard to miss.
Unfortunately, according to them, most of the tables, they do reservations. And everything else is, like, a good half hour plus waiting for a table on Saturday nights.
Are you saying you can't wait a half hour? You put your name on the reservation, or not the reservation, you go in, you put your name on the wait list, and then you go walk over to the table where things are reserved and hang out and talk to people until your name is called for your table. It's not like you have to, like, sit there and act like you don't know anybody inside while you wait for your table. I know you rarely get out of the house, Panda, but socializing is a fine art. You can master it. Why are you not chuckling, okay? This whole silent treatment.
I am chuckling.
Well, you need to chuckle louder.
There.
Thank you. Seriously.
Yeah, but, you know, Kit Kat Vintage had said she wasn't planning on going to the big dinner. I'm going to see if maybe I can hang out with her for dinner. And another person.
Who is going to be there that nobody's mentioning, yeah. Which, since we're not even going to do the show Saturday or Sunday at the convention, I'm not really sure why it matters.
Because she wants it to be a surprise.
For who? The only person that could have possibly have been surprised is you, and you already knew. Everybody else knows that she's going to be there. Who's going to be surprised? Oh, yeah, by the way, people, I was there last week. Wow. Surprise? I'm sorry, I'm missing the surprise. If there's another surprise I should know about, that'll be great, because then I will truly be surprised. Oh, yeah, people, don't stay at the Galt, apparently. No free shuttle, no free meals. nothing, just hundreds of dollars. Well, I wonder how the linen is.
And evidently there's no internet connection.
I'm sure there is. You probably just got to pay like $30 a day for it somewhere.
Because I was just, I'm right now on the discussion board for the convention.
There's a discussion board for the convention?
Yeah, there is a message board for the convention this year. And evidently there was no internet connection there.
Wow. But you know what?
So
if you
no
go
PayPal.
To the Huddle House or the Waffle House across the street, you'll get connection. Because you are in the South. How many Waffle Houses have you seen so far?
Actually, none yet, and I'm so upset that I actually had to pull out the phone book to find one.
Wow. When I lived in South Carolina, they had Waffle Houses and Huddle Houses literally across the street. You'd have, like, two Waffle Houses across the street from each other. Like, just so that it's, like, mirror reflection. Hey, how you doing? Boy, that's freaky. Look, there we are. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And my Tomcat just got back from being in Georgia. He had to go TDY to Georgia for a week. Same deal. He's like, there's three freaking Waffle Houses within a half mile of each other. Because you can't get enough freaking grits and sausage gravy and biscuits.
Hey, the Waffle House is real darn good food.
I have to admit, I like Waffle House. I'm pretty down with Waffle House. I miss Waffle House. And the ambiance of a Waffle House just can't be beat, let me tell you. Nothing like sitting in a really small building with nothing but big windows surrounding you in booze made in 1960. Hey, wait, Paco's saying there's free wireless at the Galt.
Sam, why is this? Because the one question was, how can you pay for the fair exclusive? And evidently they're doing cash only because they're saying something about no internet connection for PayPals.
No idea. Well, Paco's saying, yeah, there's free wireless. She's at the Galt, and I'm guessing she's using it. Are you using it now? See, now we'll have like a live test right here. I wonder who Paca is. I wonder if Paca is actually Paca on the boards. Because I'm not as familiar with the name. I'm not up on all the 10,000 My Little Pony collector names, unfortunately. Okay, yes, we have confirmation. Paca is using it live on the My Little Pony Little Alley Cat talk show. She's at the Galt using free wireless right now. You know what that was? I think that was just a huge, what do you call it? A huge evil plan for them so that they can get everybody being cash only and then they can smuggle it out of the building. It's a pyramid scheme. Run, everybody, run!
Oh, yes, only you.
Well, you know, I guess it's easier. They don't have to worry about any problems, I guess. I mean, but seriously, I mean, okay, so 100 people show up at least, and then let's say they all buy two, because you know at least it's probably going to be like quite a few hundred. But I'm going to say, okay, 100 people buying two each, that's 200 ponies. We're talking about $740. Or actually, that's right, $2. Somewhere like $700 to $740 of cash. That's a big old wad of cash. Who's going to carry the big old wad of cash?
Good question.
Of course, you know what? Everybody, just half the place there is going to be carrying around big old wads of cash. Everybody is coming with the purpose to spend.
Oh, yes.
See, this is it. See, I am looking forward to having a field day on eBay this weekend. This is my goal. This is my hope. This is my plan. Is that because all of you crazy pony collectors are all in Kentucky and buying money there, or using your money to buy things there, I'm going to do the sweep here when nobody's looking, because you know what's going to happen next week? When all you people get back from the pony convention and you didn't spend all your money because you didn't find that pony you had been saving up for, then you're going to be like, I feel so incomplete, and everybody's going to go crazy on eBay.
Yes.
Because either A, they'll have money to burn because they didn't find the stuff they wanted, or B, even if they don't have money to burn, they're going to be riding that pony high, that pony wave of excitement, that they're going to want way more ponies. So we are going to see a crazy spike in pony prices starting, oh, I don't know, about Monday or Tuesday. And it'll probably last a couple weeks. So any of you people who are listening live, get your ponies now, because let me tell you, they're going to be more expensive in a week or two. And it's probably going to take a little while for that all to die down and go back to normal. Yep, you heard it here. I'm telling you, watch it happen. Oh, and Paca is actually Swirly Whirly, but she apparently is a lurker, and I have just outed her. You lurker, you. Lurking on my boards. I know who you are. Can't hide from me. So every time you see her, we're going to have to, like, bump her post. Look, Swirly Whirly, she said something. Bump. It's like, my gosh, why did I sign on to this thing? Well, there are a bunch of events going on, so why don't you give us a little recap of the events that everybody, the events that are going to happen at the Pony Convention before we wrap it up and head on out of here so you can make it to the pool.
Well, evidently there's going to be games, of course. What I hear, there's going to be Toss a Bushwallow.
Toss a Bushwally?
Yes.
Okay, Panda, don't you have, like, any kind of, like, piece of paper that gives you the breakdown of what is happening? Or do you need me to look this up?
Actually, no, I don't. Not right in front of me.
I'll go to it myself. Dang. Okay, here we go.
Hold on a moment. I'm getting
there. I'm already there. So there, games and activities, schedules of events. They're going to have a life-size gallop through Ponyland game, which is like Candyland, but life-size. So I guess people will actually, you know, be able to hop around through this game. Then there's going to be Pony's Last Straw. See how many Smarties you can move using your breath and a straw. Make sure everybody brushes their teeth, please. Participants will have 30 seconds to see how many Smarties they can move into a cup. Person with the best lung capacity wins. This is when you can really separate the smokers from the non-smokers.
Oh, yeah.
My Little Pony Bingo, just like the old standby, but with pony pictures and symbols, which is actually would be fun. And then you can get up on your pony name and symbol. I would have a blast with that, just being able to identify, pony, you know, see the symbol and know who it is. There's going to be the Bushwally Toss, which you mentioned. Toss as many beanbag Bushwallies into the goal in 30 seconds. And I guess a lot of these prizes are going to be raffle tickets and such. Hopscotch. You actually get to play hopscotch, just like the pony, with the pony hopscotch symbol from the UK, who is one of my all-time favorite ponies. There's going to be pony art. See who can draw the best ponies. Drawing contest. There's apparently going to be a twist that has not yet been announced. So that will be very exciting. My Little Pony Trivia. Oh, that would be awesome. You know, look at it. We've been doing a show for over a year. How much do you think you're going to rock at My Little Pony Trivia? You totally need to enter the My Little Pony Trivia and see if you have learned anything from your year of going through ponies.
There we go.
All right, because I'm going to quiz you, or not quiz you. I want you to report back next week. And if you didn't do well in the My Little Pony quiz, you know, I'm going to be, or My Little Pony trivia. Apparently, there's a trivia and there's a pony symbol quiz. So you got to stop by the pony symbol board and see if you can name all the symbols. And an entry box will be provided. Now, the only thing that's not cool about that is all you got to do is pull out a book and look through it, and everybody can get them right. I guess it's just more like a raffle. You know, just however many people enter, and then they're just going to have to pull one out randomly because you know, that's not going to be hard to get all those right.
Exactly.
And hello, Pony Pals. You'll receive a card with booth numbers on it, and visit each booth number on your card for a signature, and then turn in your card for a random drawing event. So you guys got quite a few things happening. You know, basically you have, as of tomorrow, you've got your first thing you're going to do is have the chance to buy things. Woohoo! Did you know that? I didn't realize they were doing that first thing in the morning. Apparently it all starts at 10 a.m. You register, and at 10:30 you can buy your fair exclusive pony sales and T-shirts and merchandise. I didn't even realize there was going to be other merchandise. Everybody just talks about the ponies, and it just completely forget that they even offer anything else. And let's see. So first thing in the morning, you're going to be picking up not only a pony for yourself, but a pony for our logo winner, should they choose that. Let's see. Contest entries. My Little Pony Bingo is going to start at 11:30. 12 will be the pony's last straw game with the make sure you brushed your teeth. 1 p.m., you're going to have a Hasbro presentation, questions and answering session. Did you remember to bring a pony for them to sign?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't there.
Maybe they might have somebody really cool that you wanted to have sign. What if Bonnie shows up again this year? Hey, Summer's going to be launching her G2 Collector's Inventory book. I might have to get that from her next year. So you've got quite a few things going on tomorrow and for the weekend. So make sure you get yourself into the pool, get your muscles softened up by the sauna and the jacuzzi, and get a good night's rest, because I expect you to participate in everything wholeheartedly.
Of course, yes, I will.
And so comes to an end.
I definitely will.
My Little Pony. The Lollycats World Domination is over. Once again, I failed. I was unable to take over the world. I couldn't even take over a show. But that's okay. There's always next year. All right. Well, I say it's time for pony bye-byes.
I think so.
And
so
I'd like to thank
week?
You, Swirly Whirly, for tuning in and giving us some of that inside information about the Galt. And anybody else who's listening,
thank
I hope you have a great time at the fair. So,
bye-bye. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Kim Lonald, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Don't let them fool you. I really took over the world.
No, she didn't.